On the phone with me today, I have Adam Spencer. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And Adam, you're the co-organizer of the Redwood Cycle Fest, which is coming up this weekend.
That's right. It's going to be a two-day event on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m., there's going to be a wide variety of activities that will be entertaining, even for folks that aren't into cycling. We're going to have pedal-powered entertainment, music that the mics will actually cut out if one of the audience members isn't pedaling, pedal-powered smoothie stations, pedal-powered spin art, bike maintenance and repair workshops, and there's going to be guided bike tours in this area of the park, too. There's been a lot of restoration work in this part of Redwood National State Park.
And this is in the Mill Creek watershed?
Right, the Mill Creek watershed in Del Norte Coast Redwood State Park, just south of Crescent City. So this area was acquired by the state in 2002. It's part of the Redwood Park in restoration. It was a former logging area, so now it's a second growth forest, but it's still a really tremendous forest still, and lots of wildlife back there. And the old logging roads are now utilized by a lot of mountain bikers and really popular with the local community and people out of the area to do mountain bike rides in there. And then so on Sunday, we'll be featuring more of those logging roads that are make nice mountain bike loops. There will be a variety of challenge rides on Sunday. But Saturday is more an event with a bunch of different things going on. Besides the three things I mentioned, there's also for kids, we're going to have a kids bike safety rodeo where kids grades 1 through 5 can receive a free bike helmet and learn some bike skills from a organization based in Humboldt called Bikes There that are going to be doing some things for the kids on that day.
So it sounds like something for everybody who really likes the parks and likes to cycle.
Right, right. We're really trying to highlight the newest part of the Redwood National and State Parks partnership parks during the centennial year. We thought a great way to celebrate the National Park Centennial could be by celebrating the kind of newest addition to our partnership Redwood Parks up here. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty underutilized part of the park.
And it's called Celebrating the National Park Centennial and Bike Your Park Day.
Nationally, it's also Bike Your Park Day.
Yeah. How fun. Okay, so we've got 2 days of this. So on Saturday, it sounds like it starts at noon. Is that right?
Right. Noon to 4 on Saturday and then 11 to 4 on Sunday. You can find this information at redwoodrides.com/cyclefest. If you just Google Redwood Cycle Fest, it comes up as the first hit, usually, too. Even if you're not into cycling and you're just interested in some of the restoration work that's been done in this part of the park, Mill Creek is considered probably the best habitat for coho salmon we have anywhere on the North Coast and South Coast of Oregon, if not the world. And so there's been a tremendous amount of fisheries restoration work that's taken place on Mill Creek, putting these big log jams in to make the creek a more natural pool drop stream, and taking out a lot of roads in the area, logging roads that would put sediment into the creek, and then just monitoring how that's having an effect on the salmon. So it's very important for the Smith River salmon and really regional salmon. So even if you're not into cycling, we think that the restoration work highlighted on Saturday will be really interesting for folks.
And it looks like, is this right, you're having a redwood tree planting ceremony?
Yeah, so for anybody that registers on one of our challenge rides on Sunday, part of their registration fee will go towards reforesting the Mill Creek watershed. There's a tree nursery that is right at the starting and finishing line for all of the different rides. And so we're going to be planting trees in people's name that do the challenge rides. And I think for the kids as well that do the kids bike rodeo, we'll have a little tree planting ceremony on Saturday. And not all of the challenge rides on Sunday are difficult either.
Uh-huh, you say there, that. There are, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
There are definitely some rides that are flat. There are some rides that are flat and just go along the creek. So if you're interested in a ride but don't want to do kind of a big mountain bike ride, there is an option for that, too.
But then you also have, what, uphill challenges, it looks like.
Yeah, some of the rides are pretty tough. So one of them, our hardest one, is called the Child Hill Challenge. And Child was just a last name of a local politician in the area, not to be confused with a ride for children. But that one's 15 miles and climbs 1,700 vertical feet. Another ride is 9.2 miles and climbs 700 feet. That's a pretty good intermediate ride. That's the Bummer Lake Blast. And then kind of right in between there is 9.4 miles, climbing 1,200 feet.
Wow. So some good challenges there, I think. And, you know, I'm good on flat, but other people who are listening probably are going to want to come up and do some uphill challenges.
Yeah, when we were doing research for this event, we saw that our hardest challenge ride is actually on the lower end of, like, if you compare it to, say, the Santa Cruz mountain bike competition, our hardest challenge ride, I think, is just as hard as their easiest one. So, and they are supposed to be more challenge rides and not races. We will be giving away some prizes for people that go through the fastest, including a brand new Trek Marlin 4 mountain bike. Along with some other rider prizes, to anybody that registers to ride, even if it's the short, easy race, will be entered into the raffle for some of these prizes.
This sounds great. You know what? We're out of time. If people have more questions, who should they call?
People can look on redwoodrides.com/cyclefest. They can also call my Redwood Rides number, which is 707-951-6559. Redwood Rides is our outfitter company that's helping put this on.
Great. Adam, thank you so much for talking with us. This sounds like a great event.
Thank you, Katie.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.